Testing 1, 2. Thumbs up, please. Mic check. Thank you, Reese. All right. Lovely stuff. Hello, Steak Seal. Hello, Tank. Hello, Dacobo, fellow English friend. Hey, Jake, you all right, man? Okay. Let's give it another minute. Let some people filter through. Yeah, so a little bit of a short one tonight because I really want to channel the time for the Thursday space, which will be a full-on general working group space once again. We thought that was a real success last Thursday. Again, apologise for my late arrival. But yeah, this one's, I think we're going to go over some of the topics like budgeting, compensation. So we felt like we should just do a full space on that as well. So yeah, we can just keep this one solely for just kind of general core stuff and obviously a bit of governance recap and if there's any questions at the end for the community, feel free to add in. Jake, you got something to say?
No, let's kick it off. But yeah, cool. It sounds great. People should definitely come to the space on Thursday. It'll be a really rich and awesome discussion about the future of Juno governance and yeah, be sick.
Excellent. Okay, so there's enough people on the call here to kick it off. So welcome everybody to Juno Community Call number 18. Can you believe it? 18. This is where we will be providing exclusive updates and information about what's going on in the Juno network. Happy to have with us today Reese and Jake, as usual. Shout out to everyone else on the call, Design DAO especially. Hello there. How's it all going with you chaps? I know we were talking on Thursday, like, but yeah.
You know, it's fucking great. Honestly, I feel really, really positive at the moment. I've been in the Juno Telegram and I've noticed there's like a lot of builders popping in. That's like really great to see it again. So I think that's like signs of life. Maybe the winter is like, you know, thawing in Cosmos and we're getting the first signs of spring. I mean, USD.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's not, you know, this is just an ecosystem-wide thing. But again, what's good for the ecosystem is good for Juno and vice versa. USDC, MetaMask snaps, like, wow, holy shit.
Yeah, huge. I've noticed some good news today. I mean, Juno's pumped, what, 5-6% today. It's leading the way, so some good signs there. USDC, I think, is going to be a great hang in Cosmos, definitely. And just while you're on that subject, Jake, how does it work with Leap and MetaMask? I noticed, what is the technicals behind it? How have they got it hooked up?
Yeah, so MetaMask, you need to know about MetaMask. There's these things called snaps, which are kind of like plugins to your wallet, right? They're like very trusted plugins. It's actually been possible to sign transactions with Cosmos chains using MetaMask for a really long time, actually. But the problem is, unless you're an EVM chain like Evmos or Injective, token balances do not show up. And if tokens don't show up in your wallet, they don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Sorry, there's a fire truck going by, but real quick, these snaps, whether it's the Mystic Lab one or the Leap one, I'm sorry for the fire truck.
No, it's all right, mate.
All right, they're passed.
go on.
So it's just a little plugin. So when you go to use a Cosmos app, for example, like DAODAO, you connect your MetaMask and then it'll ask you to add this snap. And then you'll be able to see all your DAO tokens and things like that in your MetaMask wallet. So really cool.
Wow.
Finally have this. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. Okay, thanks for the little the side topic. Sorry, guys, my throat's like, I don't know what's going on with today. But I'll outline the agenda quickly and the key topics for today's discussion. Updates from the core team. I'll get a little chat with Reese and Jake in a little second. And then I'm just going to bounce into governance recap because there was a few proposals on Juno there I'd like to ask the boys about. And open mic for the community. So while you're here, community, think of your questions and I'll give you some time at the end. Don't be shy. Get involved. Okay, let's get into it, man. Reese, shipping ahead, mate. We've got V17 up for voting. Can you maybe tell the community what's involved with this one, buddy?
Absolutely. So this is a very feature-packed update. This is the first update since our SDK 47 upgrade. We've taken a lot of past updates and features that we wanted to add, and we pushed those off, and now a lot of those are now coming in this version 17 upgrade. So with this, we have two custom in-house modules that we've built. One of them is...
You can't hear him, so maybe Twitter is rugging.
Are other people able to hear me?
I can hear you fine, Reese. Jake, jib off, come back on, mate, and I'll get you on as a speaker. Reese, continue me, please.
Yep. So we've got two in-house modules with this. One of them is the Drip module. This was written by Demi, and it allows for a new token to come online and to be airdropped to everyone in the network in a single block. This is very efficient. This is the same way that you would claim rewards in Kepler. Your tokens from a launch of some app or protocol can be distributed through governance. And then through that, everyone on their next claim will also receive that token, then go use wherever you need. This removes the need for extra scripts, extra utilities that are needed to do this sort of thing. It's very complex and time consuming. And we remove all that away and allow it to be done in a single command now. So it's really optimized for allowing future protocols to be able to quickly onboard everyone on the Juno chain based off of the amount of stake that they have in the network. So that's an exciting, future protocol thing.
Wow, maybe it's time for a DAO game. Fuck.
Maybe it is. Yeah, so now the second module is the clock module. I wrote this for contract developers, seeing that a lot of developers are writing extra stuff other than just smart contracts, where you may see them write an extra bot, and they're checking the chain for certain validations, and then they're running transactions against their contract on certain logic. And while this technically works, it's a hacky solution when we have blocks auto-incrementing on the chain, such as a clock does with a tick. And so if we know that we want to do this every single block, check some value, run some function, this can all now be done in a smart contract with our new clock module. This removes the need for extra bots and accounts and lack of gas fees and all of that, and allows for computationally expensive executes to happen on a smart contract, up to 2 billion gas outside of the main block. So maybe you wanted to run through every single delegator and perform some function on them within your contract or clean up past code. You can now do that with the clock module, which has not been possible in any Cosmos chain before, and it is now possible and open to the mainnet on Juno coming Monday. Initially, this will be whitelisted as we get more contracts in, so you'll have to go through governance, much like you would on a permissionless network, but we're more than happy to open that up to be permissionless in the future as more people want to implement it to make it easy to onboard future developers. From a developer implementation standpoint, it doesn't require any extra custom code that is not already in CosmWASM. We've hooked right into it, and all you have to do is add a little section to your CosmWASM code that says, hey, I want to run this function, and then you can run whatever code you want in there within your normal smart contract. So it's super easy to onboard into, super easy to implement, and solves a lot of issues that we've seen contract developers all around Cosmos, but specifically on Juno, run into. So that's the second module that we're bringing in-house here. The final big thing of this upgrade is we will now have 3-second block times. We've only seen a very minor issue on testnet that was not related to the actual binary itself. And so 3-second block times have been successful over there. And we're looking forward to getting that on mainnet to open up both a better user experience as well as better applications that can build on it, such as the Crash game by Raccoon or something along those lines. So we're very excited on that from the major changes here. A couple small things are we're renaming token factory messages in smart contracts to match Osmosis directly. This is easier for testing. We've seen that with the DAO folks where they had major issues related to this. So now you can launch the same token factory smart contract on both Osmosis as well as on Juno, and now have those connected and test properly and all of those. So that's a very exciting thing. It will break current token factory contracts, but it's a very small fix, and we'll have that posted in the Medium article next week. With this upgrade also for contracts, we have upgraded to CosmWasm 1.3, enabling all of those features there too. Finally, we have allowed for DAO now to register smart contracts through FeeShare. So if your DAO is the admin of a contract or the creator of it, the DAO members can vote to then register the FeeShares to that DAO or to an external wallet as well. So that concludes all of the major changes of this upgrade, and I'll hand it back over to you.
Wowzers, man. I'll just wait a second. Maybe Jake's got something he wants to add to this, but yeah, awesome stuff. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this is all super, super cool. Pushing the boundaries of what's possible. I love it. Like the clock module, this is like, you know, V1 CosmWasm modules. And now you can write, like, you don't need to write an SDK module and maintain it anymore. You can just write fucking smart contracts. Wow, this is like really the future. I'm so excited. And faster block times, yeah, that's also going to be really great for UX, whether you're gaming or just trying to like not wait 6 seconds on your DAO to have votes. Like, I'm very excited for that as well.
And will there be any issues or like hurdles to overcome for validators, Reese? Specifically for the block times, I'm suggesting.
Yeah, so block times, it should not affect most validators unless you're running very, like, we're talking less than $10 a month hardware in some remote like place in Africa or, you know, Russia or something. So if you're running reasonable hardware, which I consider reasonable, maybe more than $25 a month on your hardware, you should be fine. If you're running Sentry nodes or something along those lines, you may have to slightly tweak that relative to, you know, the faster times and making sure that you get your commits in. But for the most part, everything is handled on the Juno binary side itself. We already set those block times for you, and then we take care of everything behind the scenes. And so validators should not run into any issues as long as they have enough RAM, CPU, and storage as you normally would with 6 second block time. So one of the other added benefits is that relayers will need to maybe tweak their settings for, you know, these faster times where instead of 6 second blocks, now we have 3. So you're going to be able to relay quicker and get caught up and things like that faster too, exponentially versus before. So there's a couple small considerations there, but for the most part, it's pretty plug and play.
Thank you very much, mate. Fantastic. So any updates? We've got Design DAO in the house as well. I don't know, welcome you to the stage. If you want to give us any updates on the website or stuff like that, feel free to pop up whenever, buddy. If there's anything else from core members or technical updates, move on to the next agenda.
It's not really a technical update, but I do want to plug the Juno Charter again. Again, we're going to do a whole space on this on Thursday. We're really going to dive into it, but it is one of the coolest things in Juno and I think even the Cosmos, because it's like really a step forward in terms of decentralized governance. So real quick, like 30-second overview. What is the Juno Charter? Well, there's going to be a whole space on it. You should definitely come and learn more. It is, you know, Core One is being dissolved. In its place, there's going to be a new Juno Council that is importantly under community veto. So, you know, something that people were upset with, like previous decisions of Core One, we don't have to worry about that anymore. If the council passes a budget or something like that and you don't like it, you as the community can like put up a proposal to, you know, veto the council proposal. And I think that this is a really cool model going forward. The council itself is comprised of sub-DAOs. So there's actually no individuals that sit on the council. It's only sub-DAOs. I think this is also really cool. I could nerd out about this for a while, but the three sub-DAOs are the three sort of departments of Juno at the moment. We have development, communications, and operations. So those are the three sort of sub-DAOs that sit on the council. And, you know, the I think this is a really interesting system of checks and balances. I can post a link to the charter, like, and I'll pin it to the space in a bit so that people can take a look. We're going to be having a much bigger and richer discussion about it, but I do think it is really cool because it really helps us like live up to the vision of being a community-owned and run chain. So I think that's pretty awesome. And all these sub-DAOs are sub-DAOs, so you know the Juno community is admin over them. If they want to scrap this whole system and just withdraw all funds to the community pool and dissolve all the sub-DAOs, it's totally within their right to do so. They can add and remove members, they can cancel vesting contracts or agreements. You know, it's really about putting the community in control. But at the same time, like
allowing for like teams to have some scope where they can go out and like execute on the vision of Juno and making this into like a thriving and awesome community. So that's like the really quick overview, but we'll be talking a lot more about it, and I'll pin it in the space so people can take a peek.
Yeah, cool. Everyone, I'll recommend you check out the Spotify. I mean, if you've not followed us yet on Spotify, just simply search Juno Communications. We have the full recorded space there. Time to catch up on it in time for Thursday. Great discussion as well. It was fantastic opening, but we did realise at the time it was so much to go over in such a short time. So we're going to, you know, continue on Thursday. And yeah, it's been brilliant. Ray's in the house already. These guys are I'm really happy with our work plan. It's, they're great minds, great thinkers, great visions. And now we're going forward methodically, I think, with Juno. So that's great stuff. Yeah, so come along Thursday, everybody. We will announce it. Thanks for that, Jake. You've just put the comment on there. Come along Thursday. We'll announce it tomorrow from the main Juno account. Yeah. Okay. Moving on, guys. I'm just going to go through governance now. We'll start off with Prop 312. I know it was a bit of a mistake, this one. Rejected. It was to deploy the 2 million additional Juno to the ST Juno and Osmo pool. ST Juno and Juno pool on Osmosis. I do apologise. So Prop 313 did pass, deploy. This current proposal aims to build on the success of Prop 294 by deploying 2 million additional Juno to the ST Juno Osmosis pool. My question is to anyone here, why is the supply APR down on me? It doesn't really incentivize the token Juno, does it? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't really have a comment on this. And Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, we've deployed all the Juno on there. And I thought, first of all, right, okay, at least the APRs will go up and we can, you know, incentivize people for locking up supplying Juno. But they never went up. It's just like 2 or 3%. So it's like, personally, I wouldn't want to put it in there. You just stake it. So, yeah, I don't understand it, why it would get passed. But maybe someone who, well, a golden ratio actually might be a good comment. Juno does need a money market, right? I get it. But like I say, there's no incentivization for anyone to lock that Juno up on that. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. So yeah, anyone?
I will say that, you know, we can always like reevaluate these protocol and liquidity proposals, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if a couple months from now it doesn't really make any sense, then maybe let's just cancel it and withdraw it, right? Yeah,
definitely. All right, so the next one followed along very soon after was Prop 314 sale with the whale, which get rejected. Similar sort of thing. Obviously, it was a little bit more Juno going into the pool, which was like 4 million, but I believe 2 million was going into locked up and the other 2 was going towards whatever else, right? But benefits of the sale program was joining sale ensures sustained support from the ride group and promises growth and enhanced utility for Juno. As part of our commitment to growth, our short to medium term objectives include the following. White Whale sets up an AMP Juno, AMP Whale, Bone Juno, Bone Whale. So it's more LSD style tokens, right? We're going to get access to like Backbone Labs, which incorporates the Bone and Juno, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get right into all this. But the way I've seen this, it failed. It got voted down pretty hard, actually. I get it, right? There's not a lot of TVL in this sort of Megaloon, whatever, White Whale and stuff. But the way I've seen it, there was more activity for people who are building. Wasn't that a better choice? What do you think? Any opinions?
Again, I don't really have strong opinions on this one. And, you know, these kinds of proposals are definitely up to the community to decide and for the teams to make a really strong case.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're welcome to come back to the table and re-engage with the community, and, you know, that's all healthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the community can think for themselves on these kind of proposals. I try to, like, kind of stay out of it, these types a little bit.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, as I say, the community's all voicing concerns and stuff in Telegram, but, you know, let's come on and chat about it then and see what the crack was with them. Oh, here's Ray. Maybe Ray's got something to say to them. Ray, I'll give you the floor now quickly before I just move on to the rest of it here. But yeah, quite happy for you to comment, mate.
Ray, Ray. Oh, hey guys. I just wanted to say,
hey, mate,
if you can hear me.
Yeah, loud and clear.
I just want to say, if you look on Terra now that, or if you saw the White Whale did a Twitter post today regarding just, I think this just adds more context to the proposal, but they just put up a tweet, I think yesterday, basically saying, hey, we're going to unincentivize the Luna, Luna pools. So you need to unstake and move elsewhere because of the POL, the liquidity they got from the chain of Terra. So I don't know if that would have been the case on Juno as well, but just a heads up. So that's like the outcome, I guess, for Terra based on this.
Right. So that's not really good then, is it? I don't know what the deal is there. So yeah, I think it was a bit of a, to me personally, it felt a bit rusty's proposals. There wasn't much discussion, you know, especially 313, just get like passed, deployed and done, you know. So yeah, I just wanted to make that aware of everybody that it was a little bit of a, well, that's a lot of Juno just went there. So anyways, I'm going to check the time here. It's 20 past on the hour. Open mic for the community if anybody wants to come up and have a chat. But as far as I know, that's as much as governance is. There's a proposal off at the moment, of course, for B17.
I mean, there was also 315, right, which I think is important to talk about. And it was really cool to see. Is the community overruling a decision from Core One to cancel the wind vesting agreement. And that was really awesome. And so that agreement is now canceled. This comes down to governance UX. So there was a the message to actually cancel the agreement was a little bit wrong. I did do a write-up for that for anyone who cares about like the technicals of it. But going forward, we're adding support to manage subDAOs in the DAODAO UI. So if you use the DAODAO UI to cancel a proposal or to cancel, you know, something that, you know, maybe one of the subDAOs did, if you don't agree with it, that's much easier to do in the UI now. So hopefully we won't have the same mistake of having the wrong message. But, you know, it did pass and we put up a prop in Core One to cancel it like ASAP. And I think it is really cool to see. And next time this happens, you know, there will be a UI, so we don't have to worry about the message being wrong. So, but, you know, the really cool thing about Juno is like, unlike, you know, maybe some other chains in the ecosystem, right, where we have these like foundations that are kind of unaccountable to the larger community, that's really not what we're trying to get at here. We're really trying to get at this like community owned and run chain where like there's no secret group, right? Like it's like the community's in control. Yeah. So, I think that one is actually a really good thing to celebrate. And, you know, next time it happens, and we are going to be doing some like with the Juno charter prop, we're going to be doing a lot of proposals that involve executing messages on various different subDAOs to reorg them or dissolve them. And so we'll get to see a lot of this in action. But, you know, I think it's important to talk about that one. You know,
It wasn't on MintScan as well. I remember now you mentioned it, but like it's not on MintScan anymore. So when you cancelled it, did just remove it from chain completely so you can't see it or what? How did that work?
I'm not sure what's up with the MintScan UI.
MintScan V2 hides it, but if you go to dev.mintscan.io, it'll show that it did fail.
Yeah, got it, mate.
Well, the transaction, the proposal passed, but the transaction inside of the proposal failed, which is maybe why it's hidden on MintScan V2. It's kind of a little bit silly, to be honest. I think it should be shown because it did pass.
Completely messed up there, sorry. I'll not be using that anymore. Okay, man. So Ray, a quick plug for the charter before I open the floor to any community questions. A quick plug for this Thursday comment. What are we going to be talking about, mostly?
Sorry, my mic button was not responding. I think we're just going to be polishing it up. We worked on Sunday for another 3 hours on the charter, just going through every section again and just clearing up and clarifying language. So I think it's going to be mostly an opportunity for community members who are interested in getting involved to ask questions, to kind of give their feedback. And, you know, if people want to get involved or look for positions, I think we're looking, and I guess the big discussion that's going on right now regarding this is essentially how do people become members of the new charter structure. So I think providing feedback from that as a community would be extremely helpful in what everybody thinks is fair and equitable.
Did the community check out the Juno survey that was shared yesterday? I hope everyone read it. Some good things in there. So again, thanks for the work on yourself and Brady on doing that document. Very good stuff. So I don't see any hands there. If anybody wants to have some closing remarks, we'll close this one down early tonight and then we'll leave it for the big one on Thursday.
I mean, that sounds great to me.
Yeah. Okay, then. That's great. Like I said, we'll share the recorded space from last week. We'll put another tweet out. Oh, and just tune in for next week during the launch of V17. We're going to be working closely with Recent regarding some cool content coming out. His idea. Thank you for that. But yeah, we're going to test this out and see how it flows with everyone. And yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you all on Thursday. Same time Thursday then, chaps. Thank you very much for joining, everyone. It's lovely to see you all. And I'll see you all on Thursday. Take care, everyone.
Motherfucker screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all faithless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We raping under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.